This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, January 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Rivas shy on climate bond. Delta Tunnel jammed with lawsuits and tax bill precedent. Rivas cautious to avoid unintended impacts. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas sat down with the Public Policy Institute of California yesterday to look ahead to the coming legislative session. He shared many of the same viewpoints as he did in June when he took over as leader of the House. Growing up a farm worker, family inspired him to run for office and to give a stronger voice to rural communities. Those districts, he explained, still feel left behind and under-resourced. He saluted emerging workforce training partnerships between ag and community colleges that provide new opportunities. Looking ahead, Rivas said lawmakers are good at crafting new bills, but, quote, have a responsibility to look in the rearview mirror. He plans to promote transparency, predictability, and results-driven policymaking. That will translate into how we deliberate over the budget and how we negotiate and work with the governor, he said. On climate, Rivas touted the potential for carbon sequestration on natural and working lands, nodding to his prior efforts to establish goals for this sector. With budget cuts likely coming to climate programs, Rivas would not commit to putting a bond on the November ballot to fill the funding gaps. That's going to impact future years as it relates to debt service payments, he said, adding, stay tuned. Lawsuits mount for Delta Tunnel. The lawsuits began pouring in as soon as the Newsom administration issued its environmental impact plan for the proposed Delta Tunnel project. The Sierra Club led one lawsuit filed by a coalition of environmental groups. They argue the project would imperil fish populations by taking more water from the Sacramento River. Tribal and sport fishing groups filed a separate suit, adding that the state failed to account for cultural implications. Sacramento County, Stockton, and the Sacramento Area Sewer District have also filed separate lawsuits. Lawmakers in those districts have long opposed the project. The lawsuits claim the Department of Water Resources failed to fully analyze and mitigate the harms to ecosystems. San Joaquin, Contra Costa, Yolo, and Solano counties joined three Delta Water districts in filing another claim. They reason the project violates the California Environmental Quality Act, the CEQA. And last week, the Sacramento Superior Court denied DWR's request for an order to validate bond resolutions to finance the project. In response, DWR stated that such lawsuits were not unexpected or unusual and noted that several parties intended to sue regardless of its environmental report. The department asserted that the assessment meets and in many cases exceeds CEQA requirements. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Key Republican, don't pay for future tax cuts. A short-term tax package that would restore full bonus depreciation and raise limits on the Section 179 expensing provision is now set to move next week in the House. Meanwhile, in the Senate, the top Republican on the Senate Finance Committee, Idaho Republican Mike Crapo, is making clear that the bill shouldn't set a precedent for offsetting the cost of future tax bills. The cost of the House bill is offset by early termination of a pandemic-era employee retention credit. Crapo's concern is that Congress faces a far bigger tax bill in 2025 when individual tax provisions and the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expire. Republicans have traditionally argued that tax cuts don't have to be offset. Crapo wants to make sure that continues to be the case. If you take the TCJA, for example, it was predicted to have a phenomenal cost when, in reality, revenue to the Treasury went up dramatically when it was passed, Crapo told reporters yesterday. The projected cost of the TCJA wasn't offset, and Crapo said, quote, I don't think that that precedent should be changed. Why it matters? Well, the Tax Foundation estimates extending the TCJA provisions in 2025 could add several trillion dollars to the federal deficit. By the way, Representative Doug Lamoth of California is welcoming a provision in the bill that exempts wildlife relief payments from federal taxes. In a statement, he said, quote, I am optimistic that next week the House will vote on and pass this bipartisan bill. Crop insurance morphs into commodity insurance. Federal crop insurance is rapidly turning into commodity insurance. So says a group of economists who cite the soaring growth in policies that cover dairy and livestock, as well as forage and rangeland. Insured liabilities for animals and animal products now amount to 11% of cash receipts from that sector, up from virtually no coverage in 2018. Meanwhile, insurance for crops now account for 69% of cash receipts. That according to the report by economists at The Ohio State University and University of Illinois. Overall, the ratio of insured liability to cash receipts for crops and animals and animal products has gone from 30% in 2018 to 41% in 2023. Insurance coverage under rain index policies that protect forage and rangeland more than doubled from $3 billion in 2018 to $8 billion in 2023. Similarly, purchasing of buy-up coverage for crops also has increased significantly. Such buy-up coverage options, such as stacks for cotton and the supplemental coverage option for other crops, accounted for 11% of the insured liability on cotton last year and 5% on corn. Now take note, lawmakers are looking at increasing premium subsidies for those policies as a part of the next farm bill, arguing that it will reduce demand for ad hoc disaster assistance. Groups call for antitrust investigation into fertilizer acquisition. Groups that advocate for smaller scale farms are urging the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission to scrutinize Koch Industries' $3.6 billion purchase of an Iowa fertilizer facility. In a letter, groups including the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy and National Farmers Union say that the Iowa plant, which produces 2 million tons of fertilizer each year, was built with substantial local, state, and federal investment, with its proponents citing the opportunity to challenge Koch Industries' dominance in fertilizer markets. Koch is one of four companies that collectively control 75% of fertilizer markets, the letter says, adding, quote, should the acquisition be allowed to proceed, taxpayers will have effectively subsidized the expansion of Koch's control over a critical and heavily concentrated sector of our agricultural economy. Koch Industries didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Here's today's He Said It. You can never plan when you'll get a placement. That Assembly Speaker, Robert Rivas. On the same week he was sworn in as Speaker, Rivas learned he and his wife would be adopting a baby. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, January 25th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.